know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Macniak from the Battlefords and District Chamber of Commerce with us. And Linda, you know, in the past, we've talked a lot about the different things that chambers do locally and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the Battlefords and District Chamber actually has a chance to reach out and affect the nation.
Yes.
So there's a big conference coming up and we're going to be part of it.
We are. And good morning. Thanks for having me. The Canadian Chamber of Commerce holds its annual meeting every year, and they rotate the locations around the East Coast to the central part of the country, usually Ottawa, but the central part of the country, and then to the West. And so this year, we're going to be in Calgary in October.
Okay. And now they bring forward a lot of different policies, and you guys debate questions and this and that and the other thing. And the Battlefords and District, we're actually bringing some of this stuff.
Yeah, we co-sponsored a couple of policy resolutions coming out of Saskatchewan for debate on the floor. So it'll be interesting to see. And again, they, if they're voted on, they will then become part of the Canadian Chamber policy book. And so that the positions that they would advocate on with the federal government and agencies at the national level. And so whether they'll become law or not, or whether it'll impact, you know, government, you know, move government needles, we hope. But this doesn't mean just if they're approved at this meeting that they're
right. I mean, this is, this is the discussion point to find out whether it takes the next step.
Yep.
So what are some of the things that you're going to be bringing forward?
So the two that we have coming forward are issues critical to the province and to, in this area, the farmers. It's keeping Canada's fertilizer emission reduction targets voluntary. Of course, we know the federal government has announced that they are planned to put emission targets in place, and they want to see a reduction of 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. And of course, many of the farming groups and people have concerns about that. And so the recommendation is that the Government of Canada make on-farm fertilizer GHG emission reduction goals, you know, not make them mandatory. The farmers in Saskatchewan are some of the best farmers in the country and most sustainable. And so really
stewards
confident
of the land,
that they
stewards
can make.
Of water. Yeah. And the foot, you know, you shake your head sometimes, and this is, there is no silver bullet to a lot of different answers out there. You cannot mandate a date on a calendar and expect everything to conform to that, because there's just too many moving pieces.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is the world needs food. So at this point, to cut back, if you're cutting back food production, can create challenges, certainly in a world that needs food.
Well, exactly. I'm scared to ask, what's the other element you're bringing up? Because the fertilizer one's pretty big.
That's a big one. This one is doesn't impact our region specifically, but the province. Mm-hmm. It is equitable treatment of critical minerals. And there's a list of critical minerals that the... obviously, they're building blocks for the global economy.
Sure.
And the Canadian government has identified 31 critical minerals, but six of them have been prioritized above others. And the ones that impact us that are not prioritized, that we're asking that they consider to treat the same as the others, of course, are potash and uranium. And given the global situation right now, it certainly would be, since they're vital to food and energy security, we would ask that the government then, you know, treat them the same as they do those that are prioritized.
Yeah, that's important too. Before you go, I mean, you got to get busy with the Calgary conference, but how is that relocation guide going? We've talked a lot about that.
Great. Yeah, our summer student is heading off to Japan, actually, for her fall seminar. She's going to be studying abroad this term, and she finished up at the end of August. So the relocation guide is online. It's active. We do have some businesses we're just waiting to get ads from, so we'll continue to add to it. I know we're waiting for a greeting from one of the mayors to put on it. Those, you know, there'll be small things, but it is up, operating. People can be looking at it.
It's usable.
It is usable. BattlefordsRelocation.ca.
BattlefordsRelocation.ca.
Yep.
I like that. Linda, thanks for stopping by. If people want more info, how do they get hold of the chamber?
BattlefordsChamber.com or 306-445-6226.